Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Hello?
Really? Is this one of the greatest TV show opens of all time? There's Bob Newhart walking across the bridge, over the river, then down the sidewalk that ran along what used to be, I think, the Chicago Sun-Times. Now he's catching an L, and the L's heading south, and now that same L's heading north. The L's driving around in circles. Bob's never going to get home to Suzanne Plachette if he stays on that L. But he does. And when he walks into that awesome living room of theirs in the sky, there's Suzanne Plachette, and she just looks so fantastic. That's my recollection of the Bob Newhart Show. The Salvation Army has an annual awards luncheon next week, and Bob is going to be the keynote speaker at the age of 87. I'm a big supporter of the Salvation Army. They called me and said, hey, you want to talk to Bob a little bit about what's coming on? I'll play more of this conversation tomorrow on my show at 10 a.m. But here's a sample of it, and I just asked him, what was he going to talk about when he comes to Chicago? What's he going to talk about?
Coming back to Chicago and the Cubs. I was a Cub fan since I was 6 years old.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have
that.
A picture of my mother taking me to Wrigley Field. Yeah. And, hung in there. I know when the Cubs were playing the Dodgers in the playoffs, and it was 5-3. I think it was 5-3, top of the ninth, and the Dodgers were where they were ahead. And so I'm watching it, and I go, oh, my God. So Cubs get up, get two guys on base and a home run, and now it's 6-5. And now they're bringing Chapman, and Chapman strikes out the side with his 105-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah, right.
So I sent an email to Max Berman, who's in charge of communications, PR for the Cubs. And I said, Max, please, will you please talk to the Cubs? I'm 87 years old. I can't take this. Can you please have them score more runs early on?
It was hard on us, too.
I can't take it. so they sent me a W flag. And then at the end of each game, I'd send him a picture of me holding up. One time I was in Seattle with my grandkids up there, and I had brought the flag along with me, the W flag.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I think we all, regardless of our age, went through that. And I'll tell you a short story. My son is 27 at the time, and
yeah.
For some of the games, he would walk up and down the street. He couldn't bear to watch it on TV. It was so he'd go up and down the street, and he'd look into people's living rooms and catch the score and then just kind of move on. But it was just, it was too hard to sit there and take it, you know?
I know that feeling. I'll tell you a story. My wife and I went to I was doing the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and at NBC. And so the next soundstage was Richard Pryor. He was doing a TV show, and his guest was John Belushi. So I'm in my dressing room, waiting to go on with Johnny, and comes a knock at the door. I open it. It's John Belushi. He said, "I'm John Belushi." I said, "I know who you are, John. I think you're doing a marvelous job, and on Saturday Night Live." And he said, "You remember a Cub game you were at, maybe 10 years ago, and a bunch of kids came up and asked for your autograph between innings?" I said, yeah, my wife and I, yeah. He said, "I was one of those kids."
How about that? He had an interesting story, too, because I read his Wikipedia page. That's how I research topics now. And I was going over his Wikipedia page with him. He had, for 20 weeks, the number one album in America and the number two album in America. He was 1 and 2 on the pop charts. Steve, I mean, like, better than the Beatles, better than the Rolling Stones. He had the number one and number two top-selling album in America in music. Bob Newhart.
No, but not singing. They were comedy albums?
Yeah, they were comedy albums.
Like his phone calls and things like that?
The button-down mind of Bob Newhart. It was his first album. It was number one in America, number two, and he has a very good story about what happened to those albums and more. And we'll play that on our show at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.